Welcome to Headphone News, Greater Toronto Edition for Monday, December 16, 2024.
Community Blanket Drive in Memory of Lucy Robinson. A community campaign is underway in Hamilton, Ontario, to collect blankets in memory of Lucy Robinson, who passed away at 81 in September 2024. Friends and family are coming together to organize this charity event, with Marilyn Wright leading the effort. They are partnering with the Silver Voices Seniors Group in the Hamilton Regional Indian Center. The drive invites donations of blankets until December 17, 2024. This initiative aims to provide comfort to those in need during the winter months and celebrates Lucy's generous spirit. The Hamilton Regional Indian Center is located at 34 Ottawa Street North. The community's support for this drive shows the importance of kindness and unity.
Senator challenges horse exports to Japan. A senator from Manitoba, Canada, is challenging horse exports to Japan. They are calling for support to stop flying horses for slaughter through Bill C-355. Concerns about animal welfare have come up, with reports showing that more than 20 horses died during transport from Canada to Japan between May 2023 and June 2024. The senator worries that ongoing debates might delay this proposed law until after a federal election, putting its future at risk. Animal advocacy groups stress the need for better treatment of horses during transport.
Canada increases mortgage limits and payment terms. The Canadian government is making it easier for homebuyers. They are raising the maximum amount for secured loans from $1 million Canadian to $1.5 million Canadian dollars, which is about $1.11 million United States dollars. Additionally, the time it takes to pay off these loans will extend from 25 years to 30 years. This change allows buyers to make smaller initial payments. For homes priced at $1.5 million Canadian dollars, the minimum initial payment will drop to $125,000 Canadian dollars, or roughly $92,000 United States dollars. Experts think these changes will help first-time homebuyers in cities like Toronto and Vancouver. However, there are worries that this increased demand could lead to higher property costs.
Millennials and inheritance of family possessions. Millennials are about to inherit many belongings from their parents, like furniture, china, and souvenirs from vacations. However, many of them struggle with what to do with these items. Conversations between parents and children about these belongings are becoming more common. To assist with this process, organizing professionals are helping families reduce and sort their items. Cities such as Ottawa, Timmins, and Vancouver in Canada are experiencing these trends. The emotional and financial effects of inheritance can significantly impact millennials' lives. Knowing how organizing professionals can help makes this big life change easier.
Weather alert in Ottawa, Canada. On December 15, 2024, the Rideau Valley Conservation Authority issued a water level alert due to increased water levels in Ottawa, Canada. Recent weather has brought over 30 millimeters of rain and snow, contributing to this rise. While major flooding is unlikely, residents are urged to be cautious around all water bodies. The Ottawa Police remind community members that ice conditions can be hazardous during the winter months. Last December, two teenagers tragically lost their lives after falling through the ice on the Rideau River. This alert will remain in effect until Tuesday, and residents are encouraged to stay informed and prioritize safety around water.
Impact of Taylor Swift's concert on Canadian inflation. Inflation in Canada is expected to stay around 2% for November, according to economists. This stability is partly thanks to the economic growth from Taylor Swift's Eras Tour in Toronto, which has led to increased local spending. As a result, inflation is projected to rise slightly to 2.1%, with some predictions suggesting it could reach 2.2%. In October, inflation was recorded at 1.6%. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened a 25% tariff on Canadian goods, which could push inflation even higher. Additionally, a goods and services tax holiday in December might temporarily lower inflation to about 1.5% in January. This situation shows how cultural events and political events can significantly influence economic conditions.
Two-vehicle accident in Brampton, Ontario. A two-vehicle accident occurred on Saturday evening, December 14, 2024, at the intersection of Mayfield Road and Torbram Road in Brampton, Ontario, Canada. The crash involved a freight truck and a car. First responders arrived quickly at the scene. A female driver and her two children were taken to the hospital. One child and the woman have been released, while the other child is doing okay but remains in the hospital. Thankfully, the truck driver was not hurt. The cause of the accident is still being looked into, and no legal actions have been announced. This event highlights the importance of traffic safety in crowded places like Brampton.
Joy Akinkunmi's innovative pill dispenser. Joy Akinkunmi, a 15-year-old from Nova Scotia, Canada, has created a groundbreaking device to help people with dementia manage their medications. Inspired by a family member with Lewy body dementia, Joy designed this automatic pill dispenser to remind users when to take their medicine and to alert caregivers through a mobile app. Her creative project earned her an award at the Discovery Awards. The device costs about $75 Canadian, which is roughly $55. Joy hopes to market this dispenser, making it available to more families. This invention highlights the need for inexpensive healthcare solutions for our aging population.
Rising food theft in Canada. Recent reports show an increase in food theft across Canada, especially in British Columbia and Ontario. Joe Chaput, who co-owns Les Amis du Fromage, a specialty cheese store in Vancouver, plans to spend $5,500 Canadian on security guards during the holiday season. He will also invest $5,000 Canadian to upgrade his video cameras. In Ontario, police have reported around 8 or 9 butter thefts over the past year. One incident last December involved $1,000 Canadian worth of butter, while in October, thieves stole $936 Canadian worth. With food prices going up due to inflation and supply chain problems, these items have become attractive targets for criminals. Local law enforcement is stepping up efforts to tackle these crimes and protect businesses.
Impaired driving enforcement in Ottawa, Canada. Impaired driving is increasing in Ottawa, Ontario, as the holiday season approaches. Since November 28, police have arrested 56 people for impaired driving, which is a 17% rise from last year. The RIDE program helps reduce impaired driving by conducting roadside checks to promote safety. Officers have stopped over 2,000 vehicles at 7 checkpoints. The Ontario Provincial Police also started their festive RIDE program on November 21, leading to 45 arrests for impaired driving. Police are asking everyone to drive safely during celebrations. If you suspect someone is driving impaired, please call 911 right away. The goal is to protect lives and ensure safer roads this holiday season.
Leona Alislev's Conservative Campaign. Leona Alislev, a former member of parliament in Canada, has kicked off her campaign for the Conservative Party nomination in Kingston and the Islands. She entered politics in 2015 as a member of the Liberal Party but switched to the Conservatives in 2018 because she was unhappy with their policies. Alislev was re-elected in 2019 but lost her seat in 2021 to Liberal candidate Leah Taylor-Roy. In 2022, she tried to become the leader of the Conservative Party but stepped back due to fundraising issues. Now, she aims to return to Parliament and make a difference in politics. Kingston in the Islands is located in Ontario, Canada, and the Conservative Party is a major political force in the country, typically representing center-right views.
Maple Leafs win against Sabres. The Toronto Maple Leafs secured a 5-3 victory over the Buffalo Sabres on December 16, 2024, in Toronto, Canada. The Sabres started strong, leading 3-1 at one point, with Jack Quinn scoring 2 goals. However, John Tavares turned the game around by scoring 3 goals, which is known as a hat trick, marking his 14th in his career. Max Domi and Nick Robertson also contributed, each adding a goal and an assist. In goal for Toronto, Dennis Hildeby made 24 saves. This important win boosts the Maple Leafs' chances in the National Hockey League as they strive for playoff contention. Meanwhile, the Sabres continue to face challenges, having not won in their last 10 games.
Funeral for slain security guard in Edmonton. A funeral took place on December 15, 2024, in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, for Harshandeep Singh, a 20-year-old security guard who was tragically murdered. More than 250 people gathered to honor Singh, who had moved to Canada from India a year and a half ago. He was killed on his third day of work after a gunshot was heard in a stairwell. Two suspects, Evan Rain and Judith Salto, both 30 years old, have been arrested in connection with Singh's murder. Local leaders stressed the urgent need for safety and support for immigrants following this heartbreaking event. Singh's family described him as generous and selfless, emphasizing the deep impact of his loss on the community.
Toronto police investigate sexual assault. Toronto police are looking for a man linked to a sexual assault near Yonge Dundas Square in Toronto, Canada, on October 18, 2024. At about 8 p.m. the suspect reportedly followed a woman and attacked her when she stopped at a traffic light. He is about 5 feet 7 inches tall, has a medium build and black facial hair, and was last seen wearing a red jacket and a white and black baseball cap. Authorities are encouraging anyone with information to come forward. This incident raises serious worries about safety in our cities. Sexual assault is a serious crime in Canada with severe consequences. Victims can access various help services, including therapy and legal assistance. Community awareness and prevention efforts are crucial in tackling sexual abuse.
Canada Post workers return after wage agreement. Canada Post will restart its services on December 17, 2024, after the Labour Board ordered workers back to their jobs. About 55,000 workers, represented by the Canadian Union of Postal Workers, had been on strike due to stalled pay negotiations. Canada Post has agreed to a 5% pay raise, effective from when the last agreements ended. This new agreement aims to resolve the disagreement between workers and management and bring back postal services across Canada. The government's involvement highlights the importance of fair pay and the critical role of labor relations in keeping essential services running.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.